Good morning and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
I'm Daniel, and with me, as always, is Emma.
Thanks, Daniel. Today we have an interesting update about Burnley College and their new educational initiative.
Oh, right, I thought they were focused on aerospace training.
They are, but they're expanding their offerings with a new strength and conditioning degree programme.
That does sound interesting. Who are they partnering with for this?
They've partnered with the UK Strength and Conditioning Association, the UKSCA.
I see, that must be a big deal given the UKSCA's reputation.
Absolutely. The UKSCA is one of the most prestigious professional bodies in the field.
So what exactly will students be learning in this programme?
The programme covers scientific principles like biomechanics and exercise physiology.
Right, and practical aspects too.
Of course, they'll get hands-on experience in strength training, conditioning, injury prevention, and performance testing.
That sounds comprehensive. Will they get any certifications?
Yes, they'll earn industry-recognised certification through the UKSCA partnership.
And what about work experience?
The programme includes relevant work experience to ensure they're job-ready.
That's impressive. What's the goal of this initiative?
The goal is to produce industry-ready practitioners who can contribute to the field right away.
That makes sense. I'm curious about the college's statement on this.
Ashley Alderson, head of Fitness Evolution, called it an honour to partner with the UKSCA.
Wow, that must be a big deal for the college.
Definitely. It shows their commitment to excellence in sport and fitness education.
So how can students get more information about this programme?
They can email hesupport@burnley.ac.uk for more details.
Thanks for the update, Emma.
You're welcome, Daniel. It's exciting to see Burnley College expanding their educational offerings.
Absolutely. Keep an eye out for more updates on the Northwest Aerospace Cluster.
And that's the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Thank you for listening.
Until next time.